fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out.
For hearts that burn, holy fear, purify faith and deed, refine as fire. Strength in what we make. So be the church and bear your light, lamp of
light.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing love, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which by the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Seven Oaks Alliance Church. So glad to see all your faces with us. Good morning to you who are watching us online today. Today's going to be a little bit of a different type of service than what we usually have here at Seven Oaks. We're going to actually move through some elements of the service that make up sort of a liturgical type service. And to help you with that, we've produced a document, a booklet, which hopefully you picked up on your way in. If you didn't, there's some in the lobby. You might want to grab that now. There's also some on the desks up there in the balcony as well. So grab one of those and one of those little golf pencils if you want to. We're going to be moving through some elements, and you don't have to really follow this religiously or anything, but there's a couple of places in here where there's space to write, and you might want to do that. And certainly you might want to take this home with you and sort of reflect on it. And all of the references are in there and that we're going to be using today. Now, those of you who are joining us online, you can't pick one up. So we did send out an email at the end of last week. Hopefully, if you wanted to use it, you printed that off. If you didn't, that's okay. It is available also on our website. You could open another tab or another device. And it's under the events for this process in the pandemic. It's on the events page. So you can find it there and just have it open or print it off another time and just grab a pad and pen and kind of use that for this morning. There are many stories in the scriptures that include human pain, human suffering, and human difficulty. I'm sure if you and I spent any amount of time together, we would come up with probably a long list of those stories. Some of the names and stories on that list would surely include Job's immense loss, David's splintered family, the Israelites' slavery, Elijah's flight in fear, Moses' bitter disappointment, Jeremiah's unjust imprisonment, Hagar's rejection, the Apostle Paul's shipwreck, Peter's denial, and of course, the Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion. Suffering, pain, and hardship are never glossed over in the scriptures. Those stories are not hidden. It's all part of being human and living in a broken and fallen world. In fact, the Bible tells us that we should expect hardship. But the Bible also tells us that God does not leave us nor forsake us. We're constantly encouraged to draw near to Him, to draw strength from the deep wells of God. We have a Savior who understands, who's acquainted with suffering Himself. We have a God who is not aloof from the human predicament, but actually came down into the mire and the mess and obediently allowed it to do its worst to Him. But then He rose from the dead to break its stranglehold, to declare that it won't have the last word, to defeat death and pave the way for our redemption, our healing, and our salvation. Church family, these past 18 months have been difficult and challenging for us, and for some of us more than others, but everybody has had their life impacted in some way, be it small or large. So we all share in this reality of the global pandemic we've been in, and so we can understand one another. We know where we're coming from. And so throughout this time, as we've held services both online only and in person at times, we have tried to be sensitive to one another, encourage you, encourage each other. The sermons that we've preached, the prayers we've prayed, the songs we've sung have sought to try to, or attempt rather, hopefully successfully, to help us as individuals in a community to move through this trying time. But actually, this morning is all about focusing on that head on. And so we're making space together this morning to process the pandemic before God. So as we move through our service, as we sing, as we pray, as we read, at times we'll sit quiet and reflect and process. We're going to look at processing what we've both been through and what we're still going through because it hasn't yet ended. So I'm going to invite you just to bow your heads and I'm going to pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you that as we address you this morning as our God, as I already said, you're acquainted with suffering. You know what it's like. It isn't foreign to you. And you care, and you care deeply. And so we just want to express our love to you and our trust in you today. I pray that as we move through this service, Lord, that you would help us. Whether we don't feel like we really need to process much, whether we feel like we need to process a lot, or maybe we're not really sure and we're going to find out. Would you help us? Spirit of the living God, we invite you. We say you're welcome here. We pray that you would speak and guide and awaken and lead and direct and comfort and console. So we give you this space, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless.
We want to begin this morning with a song of invitation that is calling each and every one of us gathered to bring the last 18 months of our lives, every detail of disappointment and pain, every action that has left us with a feeling of sadness or shame, or every sleepless night struggling with anxiety or fear of the unknown. This morning, children of God, He is beckoning us to come as we are. I'd like to invite you to stand with us.
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh child, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
Lay down your burdens, lay down your pain, and all who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too
table. Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure.
Lay down your burdens, lay down your pain, and all who
come as you are.
You may be seated.
We'd like to begin our time by acknowledging the sovereignty of God. It's an important place to start because despite what our world is facing, as God's children, we must remember who he is and to grasp unto the truth that he is still in control. He holds the present and he holds the future. He's not surprised by COVID-19, nor is he unsure of how it will all unfold. God is in control. We need to rest in that truth.
Colossians 1:15 through 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Please stand and join us in reading the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the universal church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe in this broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe,
we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. We believe. Father, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion.
We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And he's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. We believe. We believe.
You may be seated.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless.
Different things that have been painful, confusing, worrisome, disconcerting, and unsettling throughout this period of world history. And we've seen all kinds of different responses from the leaders of nations, some that we might be deeply grateful for, and some that we might be greatly frustrated by. For some of us, the impact has been relatively small. Others of us have experienced deep, huge pain. And so here's a list of some of the things you may have faced. Perhaps you lost a loved one during this time to COVID-19 or some other cause, and you've been unable to find the support and closure that you would ordinarily do because we haven't been able to gather at times. Maybe you couldn't have a funeral. Maybe you got sick and experienced the debilitating symptoms of COVID-19, experiencing the acute loneliness of lockdown. Maybe you missed a key milestone moment in your life, perhaps for younger people, a graduation ceremony. Or perhaps for anyone, a milestone birthday or anniversary that you would have celebrated with loved ones. Being unable to see family and friends for months on end. Maybe you felt the loss of church community. Being denied the important experience of touch, human contact. Perhaps you've experienced some mental anguish, such as depression or anxiety, either for the first time, or if this is something you struggle with, perhaps in a heightened form. Maybe you experienced loss of employment, and so you experienced some financial hardship, or maybe the loss of employment had an effect on your own sense of purpose and meaning. There are so many things that we've all faced, and maybe those capture some of them for us. I'd like us to read, I'm going to read to you, from a couple of psalms, and these are called Psalms of Lament. One of the things that David and other psalmists did in the Old Testament is when they were going through difficult times, when they were threatened and pressed and crushed and so on, often they lamented to God, and they cried out to him, and they asked big questions of him. And sometimes the Western church, we're not very good at that, but I'd like to read these for you. I poured out my complaint to you, God. I lifted up my voice, shouting out for your help. When I was in deep distress in my day of trouble, I reached out for you with hands stretched out to heaven. Over and over, I kept looking for you, God, but your comforting grace was nowhere to be found. As I thought of you, I moaned, God, where are you? I'm overwhelmed with despair as I wait for your help to arrive. I can't get a wink of sleep until you come and comfort me. Now I'm too burdened even to pray. My mind wandered, thinking of days gone by, the years long since passed. Then I remembered the worship songs that I used to sing in the night seasons, and my heart began to fill again with thoughts of you. So my spirit went out once more in search of you. Would you really walk off and leave me forever, my Lord God? Won't you show me your kind favor, delighting in me again? Has your well of sweet mercy dried up? Will your promises never come true? Have you somehow forgotten to show me love? Are you so angry that you've closed up your heart of compassion towards me? Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we might be saved. I invite you to close your eyes for a moment, and in silence, I'm going to ask you to just for a few minutes, just utter your own lament, utter your own complaint, to bring whatever pain it is you're feeling. Maybe it's something from that list, maybe it's something else. And I just invite you to bring it before God now. If it helps, you might want to write something down in the booklet. Having taken a few moments to name our pain, to say, God, this is what it was for me. This is what hurt. This is what I'm struggling with. Having done that, I'd like to just remind you now of some words of the Apostle Paul from 2 Corinthians. Paul says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all of our affliction. We're afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. Maybe persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Struck down, but we're not destroyed." Let me pray. Father in heaven and God of all comfort, would you minister to each one of us here and those of us online today, in our pain and struggle. We ask, O God, that you will put salve on our wounds and dry our tears. For the loss we may feel, would you restore in our hearts what the locust took? Would you replace our mourning with joy and fears with hope-filled faith? Church family, still holding your hands open or the piece of paper you've written on before the Lord, and with your eyes closed, I invite you to use your God-given imagination and try to picture the risen Jesus. Can you see him? Bright, glorious, full of love and compassion. Wounds still visible in his hands. Allow the Lord now to take that pain out of your hands, to take it up from that paper you wrote it on, to take your pain, to take your fears, to take your discouragement, and to replace it with himself. Lord Jesus, we know that you are acquainted with suffering and understand the human plight and condition. Thank you for suffering in our place. Thank you for your compassion and love. We turn to you now and we receive your peace. Amen.
For this next song, we offer it as something for you to receive instead of singing along with us. You may have heard of this one. It's called New Wine. And the underlying imagery of the song is how grapes are crushed and pressed to make new wine. The picture for us is that as life unfolds, we can experience times where we feel like we are being crushed and pressed. And through a normal human worldview, this can leave us feeling like victims with no recourse, but to feel like life is unfair, cruel, and leading us nowhere. But through the eyes of Jesus, we have the opportunity to see life differently, to see that through suffering, we are being given the opportunity to suffer as Christ suffered, in full dependence upon the Father. Later on in the song, the words will appear on the screen, and then I'll invite you to sing the chorus with us. But as we sing now, I'm going to give you the freedom to close your eyes or bow your heads. You can also take the posture of open hands as you receive these words of surrender and devotion to our Abba Father, the indwelling Holy Spirit, and Jesus, the resurrected King, who sits on heaven's throne of glory.
Freedom, and the kingdom is here.
down my old flames to carry your new fire today.
I just invite you to sing these words with us. Make me your vessel.
So make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. God, I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Sing that again.
So make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. God, I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts. In addition to some of the things that have happened to us during this time, some of the things that we've lost, we may also be struggling under the weight of guilt or sensing that there is some kind of wall between us and God because of some of the things that we've done or said or thought that have fallen short of God's glory. Perhaps the frustrations and the fears of the pandemic have led us to sin, and we need to confess that and get right before God. Maybe we've done some of the following. Turn to other things for solace and comfort, things that are unhealthy or addicting. Maybe we've been drawn into the sin of grumbling and complaining because our lives have been altered. Maybe we've criticized others because their response differs to our response. Perhaps we've been drawn into cursing the government or government leaders rather than embracing our call to pray for them. Maybe we've doubted the goodness of God and taken ultimate offense at him. Father God, would you remind us now of any other ways that I haven't listed in which we have sinned during this time that require confession? Church family, take a moment to listen to the voice of the Spirit, the convicting and loving voice of the Spirit. Lord, we take a moment now to confess any of those things listed or any of the things you just brought to our minds by the Spirit. We offer no excuse. We offer only confession. Church family, silently confess any sin to the Lord. God of grace, I thank you that when I confess my sins. You are faithful and just, forgiving and purifying me from all unrighteousness. We receive your forgiveness now. Amen.
During this next song, I'm going to give you the opportunity to take whatever posture you would like as we sing. The song is called I Kneel Down. And as we go through it, if you feel like you would like to respond in kneeling, I want you to know that you have the freedom to do that. If you would also like to stand, feel free to stand as well.
On the blood-stained ground where the shadow falls of a cross and a crown of thorns, I kneel down, and I kneel down. I lift my eyes to a tear-stained face. Who is this dying in my place? And I kneel down, and I kneel down, and I come just as I am. This is my only plea. One hope in which I trust, this blood was shed for me. As you wash the stains of my guilty heart, till I'm clean in every part, I kneel down, and I kneel down. Wash away my shame, my pain, my pride, every sin that I once denied. I come just as I am. This is my only plea. One hope in which I trust, this blood was shed for me. This is where I'll Jesus, worship Jesus.
where I'll always run.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless.
And this is the boldness we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Great words of the Apostle John. I'd like us to take a few moments now to move into intercession. We've confessed, we've received the Lord's consolation, and now let's ask him for some stuff. So I'm going to lead us into a prayer, and then I'm going to give you a couple of moments of silence to pray things you want to pray. Oh God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bring this pandemic and the effects of it across our world to an end. We cry out, Lord Jesus, that you would work in and through all of the decision makers in our world and give them wisdom. We pray for our leaders here in this country. We pray for our federal leaders. We pray for provincial leaders, health leaders, local leaders. God, would you give them wisdom and insight, godly wisdom, to know how best to move forward? Lord, in this time, we also pray that the church would experience a renewal. I fear, Lord, that the church is splitting and dividing at times over issues, that we're becoming disunified in certain ways. Lord, help us to seize this opportunity to unify around you, to pray, to seek, to receive renewal in our hearts, renew the church. Father, for Abbotsford, I pray. I pray for our leaders. I pray for our schools just reopening and all of the kids that are going back to school and the teachers. I pray for our businesses, our civic leaders. I pray for our residents. Oh God, would your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, both here in Abbotsford and British Columbia and beyond. Come and have your way. Church family, take a moment or two to silently offer up some intercession of your own, things you'd like to ask God to do. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Church family, I'd like us, as we draw to a close, to end on some hope. This time in our lives is one of those defining moments for a generation. This pandemic will be spoken about and written about for years to come. It'll take up space in the history books of the future. And there's no doubt that it's changed the way we live, and likely some of the changes will remain. But what I'm also convinced that it will prove to be is that something that our sovereign Father will use to further his own purposes in the world. We began our service by talking about the sovereignty of God, reflecting on the fact that he is God, he's in all and he's over all. Well, God is also a God that makes dead things alive and brings beauty out of ashes. Let's expect to hear about and experience ourselves what God will do in the church and the world to fulfill his ancient promises. Let's watch with eager anticipation to see how the future unfolds. God will not be thwarted. The gates of hell will never prevail. Jesus has won the victory, and may there be some steps now in the implementation of that victory. This is not surprising. It is not confusing. It is not difficult for God. He holds a future, and he holds all hope. Let's see what he'll do. I'd like to invite you to stand, and I'd like us to read together, I'll lead us, the Lord's Prayer. The elements of the Lord's Prayer actually pick up on a number of the things that we focus on today, so it's quite apt. And what better way to pray than the way Jesus taught the disciples to pray when they said, Jesus, teach us to pray. This is what he said. So will you follow along and read with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let us lift our voices in unity as we anchor ourselves in the gospel of Christ. 2, 3, 4.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to him. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
The night is dark, but I am not forsaken. For by my side, the Savior, he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need, his power is displayed.
To this I hold.
I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave.
To this I hold, my sin has been defeated.
Every breath,
with every breath, I long to follow Jesus, for he has said
that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus.
Throughout the service today, we've heard a scriptural refrain that's been read from the side of the stage there, and it's from Isaiah chapter 40. And I'd like it to be read one more time, but I'd actually like us all to read it together. And so I've asked Bitsy to lead us through that.
Please join me in reading Isaiah 40, 28 to 29. Have you not known?
Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. The creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. And so we close now with a prayer written and prayed by American civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, and lift us from the dark valley of despair to the bright mountain of hope, from the midnight of desperation to the daybreak of joy. To him be power and authority forever and ever. Amen. As we have closed out, church family, I just want to say one quick thing here. Nobody thinks that we can process 18 months of difficulty and challenge in 1 hour on a Sunday morning. But hopefully we've begun to, and hopefully this has been helpful. So let me just invite you, another reason we gave you one of these is so you can take it home and you can continue to process. Maybe you want to do that alone, maybe you want to do that as part of your gospel community and do it together. But all of the references are in there that we've read today, you can look them up, you can read them, you can spend some quiet time with Jesus, you can journal and write, whatever is helpful for you. But I do encourage you to continue to process, because we're not out of the woods yet with this pandemic. And if you would like prayer this morning, if you feel you need someone to pray for you, it's been emotional, it's been difficult, the Spirit has done things in you, please stay, come to the front rows here. We're happy to pray for you, or one of our team will take you to one of the other rooms if you need privacy, and we'll pray with you. Or if you just want to sit and process and sit quietly for a few more minutes this morning, you are fully welcome to do that. So God bless you, and go in his peace.